News.
It's 6 degrees and partly sunny at 5 o'clock. Good evening, I'm Leah Vandenberg. Staff from the Lower Trent Conservation will be at the Trent and Greenbelt Conservation Area next Monday to pick up litter along the trails and riverbanks. LTC is hoping to bring awareness to the Quinte Trash Bash that is taking place throughout the Quinte region on Saturday, April 16th. Trash Bash is a one-day litter cleanup campaign held every year in the Quinte area. And Loyalist College is having its own cleanup on campus. Tomorrow from 9:30 until noon, students will be doing their part in making the campus a little greener. And according to Dave Templar, residence coordinator, the college is showing enthusiasm for the event.
There's an underlying hope here. If people are taking place or anyone witnesses that, you know, others picking up their garbage, not necessarily theirs, but ours as a whole, that maybe it instills a sense of pride in our campus and in our environment.
Living Green in Quinte also takes place this weekend with a show and expo at Loyalist College on Saturday and a Living Green bus tour on Sunday. Belleville's 10-acre truck stop lost its restaurant to a fire on Monday, and the community is rallying to show their support. Wendy McBride, a frequent customer at the truck stop, is organizing a barbecue and car show this Saturday to try and raise money for the employees of the restaurant who have suddenly found themselves without work.
In one instance, there's a husband and wife that worked there, both as cooks. They're expecting a baby and have two little ones at home, so it was a double whammy for them to be able to a loss of income there. Plus, her mother works there, so, I mean, it's affecting an entire family.
McBride says there are about 50 people being affected by the fire, and the money raised from Saturday's event will go directly to them. The barbecue is being held from 11 a.m. until 4 at the 10-acre truck stop. It's been a busy day for the Quinte West Fire Department. They've responded to two fires in Frankfurt today. Someone lit a vacant house on fire and the OPP are on scene. The second fire was at a kitchen in an apartment complex caused by an unattended pot left on the stove. The fire alarm went off and the building was evacuated. Nobody was hurt in either incident. The owner of a former Picton travel agency has been sentenced for defrauding customers. 39-year-old Christine Saunders pleaded guilty to one count of fraud in the Picton Provincial Court yesterday. She was charged last April after police investigated complaints that World Class Travel closed 2 years ago after taking money from customers for trips that were never booked. About $40,000 was involved. Saunders will be on probation for 1 year and will have to perform community service as well as go to court for court-ordered counseling. An Ontario woman who faked cancer to make money through a bogus charity has pleaded guilty to a second count of fraud. 23-year-old Ashley Carwell of Burlington originally faced a maximum of 14 years in prison, but she isn't going to jail. Five other counts of fraud against her have been dismissed, and she's been handed a 15-month conditional sentence with 10 months to be served under house arrest. A young Canadian girl has died in the Bahamas after an accident at a water park. There is no indication of who she is or where she's from, and the police are not releasing any details of what happened. The company that runs AquaVenture Water Park has issued a statement saying the child drowned and that it is doing everything in their power to assist the family. In 2000 of August, a 12-year-old boy died after he was sucked into a drain while snorkeling with his brother in the resort's lagoon. The Crown is attacking the credibility of a self-confessed killer who has testified he was defending himself when he fatally stabbed a man. Every lie Mark Twitchell told in a turbulent two-month trial starting in October of 2008 was thrown back at him during a cross-examination at his first-degree murder trial in Edmonton. Reporter Dean Bennett of the Canadian Press explained how Twitchell responded to Crown prosecutor Avril Ingalls.
She drilled him, you would lie for any particular reason. He would say that he would lie to protect those he loved, and at the time of the murder he was lying just to sort of protect himself.
Mark Twitchell is charged with first-degree murder in the death of Johnny Altinger in October 2008 in a rented garage in South Edmonton. It was a day for apologies on the election trail, and NDP leader Jack Layton says the Conservative campaign team is improperly using its RCMP security detail. Terry Theodore has the election roundup.
Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff says comments made by an Alberta Liberal candidate and former judge about sexual assault are disgraceful, but he's not asking John Riley to quit.
This candidate has issued an unreserved apology.
After taking a drubbing over people being ejected from Conservative campaign rallies, Prime Minister Stephen Harper now says he's sorry.
If anybody is kept out of any of our events that's there to hear our message, we obviously apologize to them.
The RCMP helped to remove some people from the Tory rallies. Jack Layton says Mounties shouldn't be used as political tools. From the Canadian Press Election Desk, I'm Terry Theodore.
A new report says that more than 1 in 10 doctors working in Canada are aged 65 or older, and about a third of those continue to work full-time. The report by the Canadian Institute for Health Information found that older physicians who no longer practiced full-time were still carrying a 40% workload on average. Senior analyst Walter Feeney says doctors who continue working into their senior years will often change their scope of practice.
Physicians a bit older than me tend to say, okay, we're going to narrow practice, you're going to change the scope of what we do. For family physicians, it could be simply they don't want to carry the same workload that they carried before, but it also could be aging physicians tend to change the procedures that they actually provide.
Feeney says older doctors may no longer perform complex or delicate procedures like being on call to deliver babies. That's 91X News to 506. Jose DeBarros has sports next.
Kermit the Frog said it's not easy being green, but living green is easy. You can find out just how easy at the 6th Annual Living Green in Quinte Show. April 9th and 10th, find out about building and installing your own energy system, community and backyard food garden design, vermicomposting, attend bus tours to some of the greenest sites in the Quinte region, and so much more. There will be demonstrations, workshops, tours, family entertainment, and over 50 vendors to help you start living green. Living green in Quinte is easy. Register early for workshops and tours, or $5 at the door for the trade show and expo. Visit quintesustainability.ca for program details.
That's the Living Green and Quinte Show, April 9th and 10th at Loyalist College.
Good evening. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X Sports. After ceremonial tee shots by golf legends Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer, the Masters is underway. Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy has a three-shot lead after shooting a 7-under-65 for the day. Canadian golfer and 2003 Masters champion Mike Weir is 4-over after the first round. Three-time Masters champion Tiger Woods finished off the pace with a 1-under. Canada's Jeff Stelton continued his tear through the World Curling Championship round robin with a 5-4 victory over China this morning. Stelton's Winnipeg rink is 10-0 and secured first place in the standings yesterday. Tomorrow, the Canadian rink meets Scotland, a matchup Stelton is looking forward to.
You know, we know they're going to have a better game than they did against us in the round robin, and we can play better, so it should be fun, and like I said, we just got to get off to a great start and get control.
The winner of the game advances straight to Sunday's final. Montreal has a chance to strengthen its grip on the number 6 seed in the East when it plays in Ottawa this evening. The Canadiens are 1 point better than idle Buffalo and 2 points ahead of the Rangers. Elsewhere, Vancouver is home to Minnesota. The Canucks will not have forward Rafi Torres in the lineup this evening. Torres is suspended for 4 games after elbowing Edmonton Oilers player Jordan Eberle last night. Tonight, the Picton Pirates play the Allison Hornets. It's the first of 4 games on the Schmaltz Cup semifinals. The puck drops at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow, the Wellington Dukes are home to Oakville at 7:30. Shawinigan, Quebec has won the bid to play host to the 2012 Memorial Cup Junior Hockey Championship. Shawinigan beat out Nova Scotia bids from Cape Breton and Halifax, as well as St. John, New Brunswick. The winner was announced as the league met for its annual awards gala. In baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays played an afternoon game earlier today. The Jays drew first blood, but went on to lose to the Oakland Athletics by a score of 2-1. Blue Jays shortstop Yunel Escobar has been diagnosed with a mild concussion after taking a knee to the head last night versus Oakland. Escobar hit the head on Andy LaRoche's leg when he slid headfirst into the bag after a triple. Escobar has tests done after the game and was examined by a neurologist this morning. The heat is on for LeBron James' mother. Gloria James was arrested this morning by Miami Beach police after she reportedly assaulted a valet worker who was apparently taking too long to deliver her car. Police say James had a strong odor of alcohol on her breath and her eyes were bloodshot, and was later released to Miami Heat executive Steve Stowe. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Leah Vandenberg with 91X Weather.
Tonight, a few clouds and a low of minus 5. Friday, sunny, a high of 12. Friday night, clear and a low of minus 2. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 12 degrees. Sunday, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers or thunderstorms, a high of 14. It's 6 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Mia Vandenberg with Jose DeBarros, 91X News.